But how can one teach honestly about the nature of our society without examining how today's racial inequality is a systemic legacy of this country's history? The project elaborates further in urging teachers to pledge to defy any laws that ban teaching that America is a systemically racist nation. From police violence, to the prison system, to the wealth gap, to maternal mortality rates, to housing, to education and beyond, the major institutions and systems of our country are deeply infected with anti-blackness and its intersection with other forms of oppression. To not acknowledge this and help students understand the roots of U.S. racism is to deceive them, not educate them. This history helps students understand the roots of inequality today and gives them the tools to shape a just future. It is not just a history of oppression, but also a history of how people have organized and created coalitions across race, class, and gender. The ZIN Project refers to the following organizations as leading social justice education groups: even the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, Dash and Objects to State Laws That Ban Their Curricula, 1619 Project Initiative of the New York Times, the Learning for Justice Curriculum of the Southern Poverty Law Center, We Stories, Programs of Educational Equity Consultants, BLM at School, Teaching for Change, ZIN Education Project. The proposed Missouri legislation fails to name a single lesson that is inaccurate or that misleads students about U.S. history. The ZIN Project claimed, urging teachers to ignore state laws that ban the teaching of critical race theory. The National Education Association, NEA, the nation's largest teachers union, announced at its representative assembly last week it plans to join with Black Lives Matter at School and the ZIN Education Project to call for a rally this year on October 14, George Floyd's birthday, as a national day of action to teach lessons about structural racism and oppression.